future is now. And welcome to the SBK Crypto Podcast. 15 minutes of crypto fame.
My name's Charles Story. I will be your host for the next 15 minutes. We're coming live from Hong Kong.
Yeah, baby!
Live from Hong Kong. So let's get down to business. And what a day it's been thus far for the SVK crypto crew. We've flown in from London Heathrow. We touched down 5 hours ago into Hong Kong to warm climate, to friendly smiles and fellow crypto enthusiasts. So that was great to see. Great to kick things off in that manner. Shane's just cheers in the whiskey glasses. It's 3 o'clock in the morning over here. But guess what? We're committed to delivering content, which we do. And before we go to bed, the last thing we got to do is deliver our podcast like we do every other day. So let's get down to business. What was the start of the event? So we started the day off with going to an Icon meetup. But due to our flight being 2 hours delayed, what can you do about that? I mean, not a lot. We ended up catching the last bit of that, which was great. We met a lot of interesting people there from the Icon team. We met a lot of interesting people in the Hong Kong crypto scene as well. So that was great. We also captured a lot of content that's going to be executed next couple of days for our YouTube channel. And I'll definitely link you guys up next couple of days for that. We then proceeded. I'm going to pass this bit over to Shane to kind of MC. We proceeded to the next event, which was slightly more interesting. So Shane, you want to fill them in?
Yeah, for sure, Charles. A little bit more of a corporate event organized by lawyers from the City of London called Osborne Clark, which have made a really big move into blockchain and cryptocurrency advice and legality. However, for people who really know me, they realize that I don't like spending my time speaking with lawyers because they always tell me what I can't do and not what I can do. You know, it's almost like a bad ex-girlfriend, isn't it? It's such a pain in my ass. Like, and the bills that they send me, I'm like, are you kidding me? Like, really? But I think before we get on to that, you know, I've really just kind of noticed the cryptocurrency markets really bounce here. I mean, we're now back up to a market cap of about $321 billion. We're seeing big moves across the board. Really, coins, tokens, projects that I really care about. Obviously, Cardano up about 30%, Nucleus Vision up about 29%, Zekilla up about 23%, Aeon, full disclosure, we have a position in that, up 21%, Neo up 20%, $66, what a buy. And you know, Ripple 18% to the upside, NEMS up 15%. And Bitcoin up 11%. And you know, you'd be absolutely amazed how many calls I get from friends, family, traders, portfolio managers, cryptocurrency enthusiasts that when the markets are down, they all ring me. They all ring me crying. Like, what am I going to do? Like, what should, is it all going to zero?
Do they ring you when it's up?
No.
Oh.
No, they never ring me when it's up. It's always when it's down.
So it's down.
And I'm always saying to them, you should be happy. This is the best time. What you were buying 1 week ago, 1 month ago, 3 months ago is now cheaper. It's like it's a sale. It's like it's a Christmas Day sale. It's like it's Black. Is it Friday?
Right.
Yeah. It's like you should be lining up to get more, not complaining and crying to me that it's gone down. This is volatility. What did you think? You think trees were going to go to the sky? You think that you were going to make 100%, 200%, 500%, 1,000% return without the markets?
Down.
Absolutely, man. You gotta be realistic of what we're getting into. Absolutely, and you gotta have a long term view. And if you're gonna cry about any volatility intraday, then you know what? You shouldn't be in this market. It's gonna be as volatile as hell, man. You've got to be able to position size. You got to be able to get in at the right time. You got to be able to withstand you being really early on this. And sometimes you get it wrong, and that's okay. As a trader, you only really got to be right half of the time, but you got to manage your risk. So anyway, positive to see cryptocurrency markets across the board up. Wonderful to be here in Hong Kong with Charles and our new film director, Eric, who is just a legend and who's documenting everything that we're doing. We're going to be making a big move into the whole YouTube space, and we're going to be a lot more active on that. We're going to be bringing you guys a lot more content based around a lot of projects that we like and you know, how we kind of roll. We're on this pretty much 7 days, 24 hours, 365, and it's going to be cool just to document that and show that. But really excited to be here for Token 2049. We probably are going to get a couple of hours sleep, and then we're going to get up early doors and spend the next kind of 2 to 3 days immersing ourselves in the cryptocurrency and blockchain space in Hong Kong. I am a big believer, a big lover of Hong Kong. I've been coming here for many years. Charles and Eric, it's their first time. So it's wonderful to see how enthusiastic and how happy they are. Asia is a wonderful place, and I think it's a real key and gateway for cryptocurrency, obviously, with what's recently happened in China. Eric, why don't you pour yourself another Jack Daniels there? Help yourself, yeah? Okay. Thanks for not pouring me one. I mean, it's difficult to get a good teammate and help around here these days. That's enough. Thank you. But obviously, just being positioned where Hong Kong is with regards to mainland China, and how involved they've been and how bullish they've been in the technology side and on the cryptocurrency side, it's just an amazing location to be at. So we're really looking forward to it, and we've got really a jam-packed kind of 1 or 2 days ahead. So I know Charles has been really working hard, doing what he does, and hustling and getting us into all the different type of meetups and conferences. So I'm really excited to see what he has here. What do you think, Charles?
I'm excited. Some of the key people I'm excited to see in particular would be Jimmy Song from Bitcoin Core Community, Charles Hoskinson, who's the CEO of Cardano. I'm excited to see Jack Liu, founder and CEO of OneChain, super exciting project. Li Liu, who's the CEO and co-founder of Kyber Network. I'm also excited to see Dahong Fei, who I've had the honor and privilege of meeting back at the Neo DevCon in San Francisco, I think 2 months ago now. Maybe 1 month. 1 month. Three, 4 weeks ago. I mean, it all moves fast. I'm also excited to meet up with a lot of people that have been on the show, the 50 Minutes of Crypto Fame podcast that we do daily, such as Julian, who's the CEO and co-founder of Golem. He will be present. Brian Kelly, who is very famous working at CNBC. He now works at BKCM.
Hold on. Just stop.
Stop the tape.
This was the guy who came on CNBC and told everyone how to buy Ripple when it was above $3.
And then how to sell it.
And then when it went down to like 80 cents,
how to sell it.
I mean, like, if that's not the mass media telling you the opposite of what you should do, I don't know what is. Never listen to a reporter, although he has a very successful fund and he's very pro crypto, and I really respect BK Capital and Brian Kelly, but my god, that was just such the wrong move from CNBC.
Sorry about that.
That's cool. We're also looking forward to seeing Bobby Cho, who is the global head of trading at Cumberland, which are a huge institutional exchange brokerage. AirSwap CEO and co-founder Michael Ovid. So these are some of the guys we'll be meeting tomorrow. We'll be excited to kind of bring this content to you guys, wherever you are in the world, whether it's London, America, Australia, China. We've got viewers in all different places. So we're looking forward to delivering the content. But what I'd say is key for now is to stay post and stay tuned to our YouTube channel. All the links will be in the description, because we're going to be executing on daily content from this event. So we'll be excited to be delivering that to you guys so you can enjoy it and share it with your crypto community. That's a wrap. I got to bounce. It was only a quick segment. It's 3 o'clock in the morning our time. We've got a long day ahead of us tomorrow. We're kicking off things at 7:30. So we thought we'd just give you a quick update. Other than that,
woo-hoo, yeah!
That's a wrap.
Well done.
Like, seriously, oh, sorry, I can't curse. Let me redo that. Are you kidding me? Like, really? But I think before we get on to that, you know, I've really just kind of noticed the cryptocurrency markets really bounce here. I mean, we're now back up to a market cap of about $321 billion. We're seeing big moves across the board. Really, coins, tokens, projects that I really care about. Obviously, Cardano up about 30%, Nucleus Fission up about 29%, Zekilla up about 23%. Aon, full disclosure, we have a position in that, up 21%. NEO up 20%, $66. What a buy. And, you know, Ripple, 18% to the upside. NEMS up 15%. And Bitcoin up 11%. And, you know, you'd be absolutely amazed how many calls I get from friends, family, traders, portfolio managers, cryptocurrency enthusiasts, that when the markets are down, they all ring me. They all ring me crying. Like, what am I going to do? Like, what should, is it all going to zero?
Do they ring you when it's up?
No.
Oh.
No, they never ring me when it's up. It's always when it's down.
So it's down.
And I'm always saying to them, you should be happy. This is the best time. What you were buying 1 week ago, 1 month ago, 3 months ago is now cheaper. It's like it's a sale. It's like it's a Christmas Day sale. It's like it's Black, is it Friday?
Right.
Yeah, it's like you should be lining up to get more, not complaining and crying to me that it's gone down. This is volatility. What did you think? You think trees were going to go to the sky? You think that you were going to make 100%, 200%, 500%, 1,000% return without the markets?
Down.
Absolutely, man. You gotta be realistic of what we're getting into. Absolutely, and you gotta have a long term view. And if you're gonna cry about any volatility intraday, then you know what? You shouldn't be in this market. It's gonna be as volatile as hell, man. You've got to be able to position size. You got to be able to get in at the right time. You got to be able to withstand you being really early on this. And sometimes you get it wrong, and that's okay. As a trader, you only really got to be right half of the time, but you got to manage your risk. So anyway, positive to see cryptocurrency markets across the board up. Wonderful to be here in Hong Kong with Charles and our new film director, Eric, who is just a legend and who's documenting everything that we're doing. We're going to be making a big move into the whole YouTube space, and we're going to be a lot more active on that. We're going to be bringing you guys a lot more content based around a lot of projects that we like and you know, how we kind of roll. We're on this pretty much 7 days, 24 hours, 365, and it's going to be cool just to document that and show that. But we're really excited to be here for Token 2049. We probably are going to get a couple of hours sleep, and then we're going to get up early doors and spend the next kind of 2 to 3 days immersing ourselves in the cryptocurrency and blockchain space in Hong Kong. I am a big believer, a big lover of Hong Kong. I've been coming here for many years. Charles and Eric, it's their first time. So it's wonderful to see how enthusiastic and how happy they are. Asia is a wonderful place, and I think it's a real key and gateway for cryptocurrency, obviously, with what's recently happened in China. Eric, why don't you pour yourself another Jack Daniels there? Help yourself, yeah? Okay. Thanks for not pouring me one. I mean, it's difficult to get a good teammate and help around here these days. That's enough. Thank you. But obviously, just being positioned where Hong Kong is with regards to mainland China, and how involved they've been and how bullish they've been in the technology side and on the cryptocurrency side, it's just an amazing location to be at. So we're really looking forward to it, and we've got really a jam-packed kind of 1 or 2 days ahead. So I know Charles has been really working hard, doing what he does, and hustling and getting us into all the different type of meetups and conferences. So I'm really excited to see what he has here. What do you think, Charles?
I'm excited. Some of the key people I'm excited to see in particular would be Jimmy Song from Bitcoin Core Community, Charles Hoskinson, who's the CEO of Cardano. I'm excited to see Jack Liu, founder and CEO of OneChain. Super exciting project. Li Liu, who's the CEO and co-founder of Kyber Network. I'm also excited to see Dahong Fei, who I've had the honor and privilege of meeting back at the NEO DevCon in San Francisco, I think 2 months ago now. maybe 1 month. 1 month. Three, 4 weeks ago. I mean, it all moves fast. I'm also excited to meet up with a lot of people that have been on the show, the 50 Minutes of Crypto Fame podcast that we do daily, such as Julian, who's the CEO and co-founder of Golem. He will be present. Brian Kelly, who is very famous working at CNBC. He now works at BKCM.
Hold on.
Just stop. Stop the tape.
This was the guy who came on CNBC and told everyone how to buy Ripple when it was above $3.
And then how to sell it.
And then when it went down to like 80 cents,
how to sell it.
I mean, like, if that's not the mass media telling you the opposite of what you should do, I don't know what is. Never listen to a reporter, although he has a very successful fund and he's very pro crypto, and I really respect BK Capital and Brian Kelly, but my god, that was just such the wrong move from CNBC.
Sorry about that.
That's cool. We're also looking forward to seeing Bobby Cho, who is the global head of trading at Cumberland, which are a huge institutional exchange brokerage. AirSwap CEO and co-founder Michael Ovid. So these are some of the guys we'll be meeting tomorrow. We'll be excited to kind of bring this content to you guys, wherever you are in the world, whether it's London, America, Australia, China. We've got viewers in all different places. So we're looking forward to delivering the content. But what I'd say is key for now is to stay tuned to our YouTube channel. The links will be in the description, because we're going to be executing on daily content from this event. So we'll be excited to be delivering that to you guys so you can enjoy it and share it with your crypto community. That's a wrap. I got to bounce. It was only a quick segment. It's 3 o'clock in the morning our time. We've got a long day ahead of us tomorrow. We're kicking off things at 7:30. So we thought we'd just give you a quick update. Other than that,
woohoo, yeah!
That's a wrap.
Well done.
You've been listening to an SVK Crypto Podcast original. Follow us on Twitter at @SVK_crypto. Email us on cstory@svkcrypto.com. Leave us a message on our website, www.svkcrypto.com.